What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
We've received your transmission, Captain. Glad to still have you with us. Guys, we're going to be breaking down Vanderpump Rules. We're breaking down Into the Closets. It's season 5, episode 14. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good job, Megan.
Just a little gaga to relive yesterday's Super Bowl fabulousness.
Killed.
Mom,
she left that situation how I wish I could leave places.
Bye.
Minus the football. Yeah. I don't need that thrown at me. I just want to like jump.
Diving into the abyss.
Yeah.
With the mic drop.
The football would hit me in the face and I would fall. That would be me.
By the way, go Patriots. I'm proud to be a New Englander.
Where are you from?
Boston.
Oh, did we ever do this? Massachusetts.
So. No.
Yeah.
Where?
Worcester.
Oh, Worcester?
Well, Auburn, technically.
Brookline. Technically, Chesa Hill.
All right, you two assholes. Anyway.
East Coasters, all of you, right?
Same, yeah.
Well, I'm the only Western. Me and Sheena Azusa.
Shout out to Azusa, hi!
Were you raised by wolves in the hills of Azusa?
That was my favorite line of the season, maybe.
It was great. It was so good.
Guys.
Hi, guys.
Okay, cool. I wasn't done with the Gaga song, FYI.
Oh.
You are now.
We are now.
All right.
Maybe we can revisit it when we talk about it. Oh, here we go.
There we are.
Just a dance break.
Can we say hello to our wonderful technician in the booth?
Hey, James. Thank you for the extra
best. Thank you for bringing it back.
Okay, let's go.
Thanks, Ben. Okay, where to begin? How about at the beginning?
Introductions?
Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Megan hosting once again. Hey, so good to see you all back with us. Everyone.
names would be a good place.
Off the rails.
Already.
Again. Here we go. Doll, you sold it off.
I'm Jesse D'Angelo, guys. I'm excited to be back again. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back.
I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And I'm Jay Ellis. You can find me on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter @still_jealous.
So fast.
Challenge every week. I try to do it faster and faster.
Jay, I called Jay this weekend and his voicemail picked up and I said, @don_be_jealous. It's @MatthewEPayne. Give me a call whenever you get a chance.
I didn't know who it was.
Matthew E. Payne, you have a fabulous new sticker on the back of your laptop here.
Thank you.
Where people can find you on your social media.
Yeah,
I love it.
I think it comes in handy.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
You'll have to let me know the Etsy girl you got it from.
Yes, I will. I got it on Etsy. I don't remember her name. I think it's HK Design.
Cool.
Little shout out. But I love it. So check it out.
Kitsy tootsy.
I have to get us one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I am Megan Stucker at Megan Stucker.
Which is MEGANSTECHER. You can find me on all social media. Megan Stucker.
You're reading like the whole room.
Everyone is on one per usual. Here we go. Okay, so Katie forgot to.
I love us, by the way. I think we're so
Can
fun.
Can we start the damn show, Matthew? Sure. Matthew, even
the rails.
Okay, so Katie forgot to put a reply line on her reply cards with the wedding invite. So everybody got their freebie tea towel to dirty up in the kitchen, but a lot of them forgot to put their name on the reply card. When they popped it back in the mail.
Yeah. It wouldn't even cross my mind if it wasn't there. Like a name line?
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know if I'm supposed to send this back.
How did that get past the people making the invitation?
That's their freaking job. How
For
do they
$18,
not?
I would expect, per invitation, I would expect somebody to have caught that. I would hope.
You know what? I am sure that somebody was like, well, you proofread it and you approved it, so.
Yeah, you initialed here.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing is, people scrutinize their seating charts so much, and so much goes into that.
Yeah.
And with a group of friends like that, you definitely want to keep some people as far away from other people as you can. I mean, they're guessing at who's coming. Jesus. That means they're literally going to have to call people and be like, did you reply? Are you coming?
Unless it's an open seating chart. I've been to weddings where it's just kind of pick your table.
True. If it's a buffet, sometimes it's like
yeah,
a free-for-all. Yeah.
Right. I've seen that. Yeah. Oh, a couple.
I've been to a few like that, yeah.
But the people who were replying who didn't write their name on the RSVP card, did they not put their name in the return address?
No, because you usually get a return envelope with just the return address.
Yeah.
I would think. They don't think to put your name on the top. I would not write out 100 and something.
No, no, no.
Or did you mean they?
Yeah, the guest.
I wouldn't do it either.
Oh, I always
I'm
do.
I'm big on return addresses.
Me too, absolutely.
I never
don't they usually usually on the back of the envelope for the return card have the bride and groom's address there too, so that it would automatically
get
returned
to them
no matter what?
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what too? On some invitations, on the back side of the invitation, some people write numbers so they know who the invitation belongs to.
Deep diving invitations.
You what?
A deep
I
dive.
Think we're doing a deep dive into invitations.
Well,
but it's true, though. People take it very seriously. I think that's a big detail that multiple people had to have overlooked.
Yes, and also you could just reply with a penis drawing if you really felt...
Can you imagine having to make that phone call?
Decipher the code.
Well,
Mom, was that you? Mom?
Really enjoy that Schwartz swears he knows who sent it based on the small penis drawing.
Yeah.
He just needs to see who it
was. I wonder who it was.
Jax or Tom?
Well, yeah, but I wondered which one actually did it. I feel like
Tom.
It would be Jax. Oh, really?
Oh, I was going to say Jax. Let's take a vote. All in favor of Jax.
I'll do a Twitter poll.
Oh, Twitter poll. Okay.
I was waiting for, the flashback footage with, the darker filter on it to show someone being
Okay, I think it was Jax. Matthew thinks it was Jax. What about you?
I'm going to say Jax.
Yes! 3-1.
I'm going to go Tom Sandoval because Ariana would be on board with that. I don't think Brittany would be like, yeah, put it on. I'm going Tom Sandoval.
Like, okay.
We're going to church. Don't draw that.
It could have been Ariana for all we know.
True. Oh, that's true.
So Kristen comes over to... chat with them as well. They're kind of reliving the night before with the incident with James in the bar and the pushing and the shoving. They kind of only talk about that for a sec before they move on to being worried about Ariana and the fact that she's still not apologized to Stassi. And who is she going to hang out with on this trip? She better get it together and apologize. And also, Katie's not happy with Sheena over I don't know what at this point, but she needs to, quote, figure her shit out.
Sometimes I wish they would do a little throwback video so we can remember what everyone's mad at, because I feel like so many times this episode, I'm like, wait, why is she mad again?
Yeah.
I know that Ariana told Stassi that she didn't give a crap about her at the party, but I don't even remember why that came up. I want more flashbacks. I want more reminders because I don't remember. And now I don't know why Katie's mad at Sheena, although they did show that footage.
Yeah, I think it has to do with, bitchy texts.
When she's drinking. Right.
Yeah. I think that they're trying to make something out of nothing. Like, Ariana is not pursuing she's not, actively fighting or texting Stassi being mean. I think they're just, their feelings are hurt for Stassi, and it seems like Stassi maybe has been saying something behind the scenes, but Ariana and Stassi are old, big girls. They can figure it out.
But
themselves.
That's what their group does. Do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
It can't just be between one person and the other person. It has to be three against whoever.
Right. Agreed.
God.
Yeah.
Stassi, Kristen, and Katie against Sheena, typically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in this case, Ariana.
Right. But then they switch it up and then go against...
Mm-hmm. Well...
Or no, I
well,
guess
yeah,
that's
we'll
more one-on-one. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in the next scene, Sheena, Ariana, and Jax are all at work kind of rehashing the James incident from their point of view of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lisa joins in the convo. Are you guys surprised that basically this is where it all ended as far as talking about it and rehashing it? I feel like the group won't let anything else die, but this was just like, oh, that happened last night.
I think they're embarrassed. She even said we should not have gone. I think they kind of... hindsight, what were we doing? Which I really hope that was a realization.
So when she said we shouldn't have gone, I thought that was her people-pleasing crap that she does, how she's on everybody on both sides of the fence. She, in front of Ariana, she's saying, oh yeah, we shouldn't have gone. It wasn't right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I can see that. Because Jax was very unapologetic. He's like, yeah, I know it was mean. I would still do it. And then that's when Sheena kind of came in with, oh no, but, and you're right, I guess maybe if Ariana's right there. She's like, no, but we shouldn't have gone.
You don't think it was from a genuine place? She was kind of looking around, looking the crowd. Like, Lisa was there. You think she was kind of putting on a show for Lisa? What's funny?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Oh.
Jesse.
You saw his face.
He was like...
Just kidding. JK, I love you.
Obviously.
Why are you laughing?
saw your face. Okay. I think I like to believe that Sheena actually realizes like it was a bad action, and I think they thought it was going to be more entertaining to have Gigi and Ellie there, and then they kind of saw that it escalated to security, and once it hits that point, it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to get the reaction from mm-hmm. Tom. I mean, Tom Schwartz is like this. He kind of said like you feel like I got filled in about what happened, and I think that when they told the story, people were probably like, you did what? You brought these people to do that at his job? Like, it probably didn't go over, like, a great story.
True.
But maybe you guys are right. Sheena was putting on a front.
I don't know.
You never know.
No, I'm surprised this story didn't have more legs.
Agreed.
It just seemed like the biggest physical incident that's happened so far mm-hmm. in a long-winded story between James and everyone else.
Agreed. Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen more, though, because it ended on such a huge, you know, that fight was...
It was a big fight.
Did it for me.
Maybe Sandoval's talk at the end of the night really got them. Like, he was just like, you guys are being obnoxious. And they were like,
true.
We were.
I hope so, because he was right. Again, that was
right.
Way too much.
Yeah.
I don't know, bruv. I hope he got his Gucci jacket back.
Bruv.
Fingers crossed that Gucci's in the hands of the right owner.
He was hashtag worried AF.
Excuse me, Gigi probably has it.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's fake taking his clothes when he's not looking.
Oh, boy, yeah,
that
yeah.
combo.
Oh.
In the biggest surprise probably yet for me on the entirety of 5 seasons of Vanderpump Rules, Jessica Simpson's dad makes an appearance as Tom's modeling photog.
Right.
What we all like, know wait, Joe Simpson? Jessica's dad? Wait, is that him? Yeah.
I love how Schwartz was like, is Jessica going to maybe just pop up, stop by, be there? You know?
She's busy at Sears, like, making her clothes.
She makes bank.
It's Sears.
Is like,
I think
Reed?
That's like, low-key Reed.
She's like a but shoe think, mogul.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no, no
joke. She's not
she
even
is,
known for music anymore. She's like
no,
a,
yeah.
a maker. Like
I think
a mogul.
She's probably the wealthiest person that started a celebrity named line, right?
I
like,
would agree
the most
with that.
Successful?
Maybe the Kardashians.
True, true,
girl,
true. But if you want to exclusively talk, like, shoes, handbags, clothes, I think it would probably be her.
She's doing well, I'm
yeah.
sure. But to hear that Joe Simpson is coming at us on a different reality show, not associated with Jessica, that they
yeah.
got him. I want to know if he was like, I want to shoot Tom Sandoval because we know the allegations.
Yeah. Well, so if you do any Googling, there is plenty of information out there about him dating a young male model.
21-year-old.
And that's why he and the wife broke up. the wife, poor Tina.
She found pictures of this kid in their house that they shared together.
Allegedly.
Framed on the wall. Allegedly.
It was hashtag awkward AF.
So
awkward AF,
setting that aside,
right.
whether or not that's true, I was shocked to see this weird moment where he goes, okay, stomach in, dick out. Mm. And he had this weird thing where he licked his lip. I also saw some really creepy footage of him. He had some kind of art gallery showing maybe in 2015 or 2016, and the daughters went to, like, get him some publicity.
Uh-huh.
And it was on some, like, Entertainment Tonight or E! News or one of those, and he just had this really weird he doesn't seem right to me. Like, he's either on drugs or needs mental medication. Like, there's something going on where his personality is not what it used to be when he seemed, like, normal on her reality show back in the day. He's doing this constant licking the lips thing, and he wears, like, the most outlandish clothes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He says really, really weird stuff, and his eyes roll back all the time when he's talking. Like, I don't...
Okay.
Why is this so funny to everyone?
I didn't know
you had that, like, ready to just pull it out there.
Yeah.
You're like, I have a character assessment of one Joe Simpson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle D in our chat room said that Joe also had a cameo on E's Wags. He was taking pics of shirtless dudes there, too.
He's
so,
made a career.
Yeah, his new career is, like, a photographer for male models. I don't really... get it.
Joe, I need some new headshots.
Well, let's talk about the shoot itself. Schwartz brought a 30-pack of Coors Light. Was it a 30-pack or something?
Looked like.
Like cans of Coors
rack.
Light. What? Why was that necessary?
To loosen up.
To loosen up? I mean, don't male models not drink beer? Don't they, like, take a couple shots of vodka or something to just keep skinny?
Yeah. I've never...
Beer bloat.
Also, what did everyone think of Sandoval's moves?
It came back. Tom Sandy was back.
Yeah.
T-Sandy, whatever. What did he call himself this time? I think I was the only one at the table that actually liked the pictures. I think he's very handsome.
I thought he was working it.
Yeah.
The hair.
here's a
show of hands, who thought that was so like Zoolander Daryl leaked?
He did do a magnum. For the record, Matthew did not raise his hand for the audios.
Oh yes. Matthew's the only one that didn't raise his hand. Matthew, your take on the photo shoot.
It was entertaining.
I don't know what they were for, just for him to present to an agent?
That's what I think.
Okay.
I think they were trying to speak of it in a way like he booked something big.
Right.
But he was actually paying someone decent, like, with a decent name photography-wise to take comp shots for him to be, like, getting himself a modeling agent again.
And these are to get him those juicy roles of Commander in Peter's movie.
Yes.
He's got to have the new headshot.
Final Destiny.
Oh my God, let's talk about that.
Riven.
Oh
my God.
So we had to rewind it. We weren't sure if it was the Raven or if there was some sort of weird mispronunciation, but the Riven is what I think we all
heard Riven.
But it's going to be a Star Wars meets Halo situation.
I'm so in.
And so it was an 8-minute short film. Uh-huh. Basically what they want to do is present it to investors to get more money to make a feature length film. And they're shooting for a $100 million budget. That's lofty goals.
Easy. It's spelled Raiven. It's called The Riven Destiny.
That explains why we couldn't tell if he said Raven or Riven.
Yeah,
because it's Riven.
It's all like Australia. Post-production at this point.
Budget was $20,000. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
We're shooting a new film called The Riven. Right? But it was that bizarre.
Homemade as it looked while they were shooting it, because they didn't... I mean, they were only shooting waist up, and you could still see, like, his Chuck Taylors. But I was really impressed in the end what it looked like once it was, the treatment had gone on.
And he didn't look blinded by the sun in the final cut.
Right, yeah. Correct.
And that's what I was saying, is I've never seen a green screen in daylight in a July afternoon. Like, that's rough.
Right. I've never seen a green screen outdoors.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. I don't know if you're supposed to do that.
Is that a thing?
It was final product.
Yeah.
He was a hologram. He was very Leia.
It was so old school Star Wars. Yeah. I know. It was really old school.
Yeah.
But Tom...
He's getting work.
Needed so many takes in this moment. Like, I love me a shady Bravo editor. Uh-huh. Making it look like Tom could not remember 3 words together.
Yeah.
I mean, he only had 2 lines, right? 2 lines to get, like, 2 sentences?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just
but
checking.
It, like Jay said, it was 1,000 degrees in July, so it you forget. I think so, too.
And if it really did take a long time, we would have seen it in the sun. Like, it would have been, like, if they were really shady, it would have been,
true.
Like, evening, they're like, guys, we've got to get the shot. Like,
right.
It was probably a 5-minute thing that they cut into a 2-minute, you know?
Yes.
Make it look a little worse.
They could have put his rehearsal in there, too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that shady edit.
I did too.
James and Raquel also have a moment to rehash the happenings of the evening before. She's still on Team James, but like
it seems
maybe
like she doesn't know what team she's on.
Maybe he's not honoring her, and maybe like I don't know when she goes to Napa.
Question mark.
I've got to say, she's handling this a lot better than I would ever in any lifetime.
I mean, it's because she doesn't have 2 brain cells to rub together to realize that her boyfriend's cheating on her. All the evidence is there.
Yeah. That's because the brain cells she has, she's kind of focused on feminism.
She took Gigi's words to heart.
But, okay, James, basically, like, his excuse for, like, Ellie and Gigi, like, their receipts or whatever...
Receipts.
Oh, I was so drunk. You know, they could have done anything. Like, stole, you know, jumped in my bed and taken these pictures or stolen my clothes to show to you. I'm like, so you were robbed? Is that where you're at?
Yeah. I was robbed.
Yeah. They hopped into bed with me. I was passed out because I had a lot of Manhattans, babe.
Beb.
And my clothes were missing. Babe. Bruv.
Show of hands. Okay. This is going to be the night of the polls.
Okay.
How many people think Raquel is going to be the next beauty queen disaster when it comes to, like, final question with the judges? And Steph and, like, the third world countries and,
with
like...
Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That was the best moment ever.
I could see that happening to her.
And such as everywhere.
And the Africas and such as.
I will say she's so beautiful and seems like the sweetest thing. I just think... She lacks common sense.
She looked like she was going to a quinceañera in that outfit, though.
Really? What? The one that the she was white, having yeah. dinner tonight?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I looked up when it was, like, full body. All I saw was, like...
Go back.
Waist up.
Yeah. I don't want to disregard, because I don't know... We haven't really seen anything of her talking intelligently, except for about James. And I think that she's just... I think she's young enough to want to just pretend like it's not happening, because she's like,
yeah.
I'm willing to forgive, or I'm willing to pretend it's not happening, and she's just naive about what's actually going on.
Yes.
When you grow up a little bit, you kind of realize yeah. that this guy's pulling the wool over your eyes.
Right, and if she is to, you know, call him on it and push him far enough away, then the amount of episodes that she'll be appearing on will be less and less, so...
Correct. She
forgive.
Might not be that dumb.
Right.
I was she just going to say, she's smart. Probably not hating the platform of Vanderpump Rules.
True.
True.
Get him, sister.
Can boost her Miss California.
Exactly.
And her
Miss World.
And her feminism. Jackson and Brittany go to church. The message this Sunday was about apologizing.
But Jax wouldn't know because Jax wasn't paying attention.
Well, according to Brittany in her interview portion, she said the message was about anger. But listening to what the gentleman said, to me it was about apologizing.
Do you think production went to Pastor Kevin and was like, if you could make this sermon about, like, apologizing in English, it'd be cool.
I had 100% thought too, because he was interim pastor, because I bet they were, like, on a Tuesday, they were like, we'll
and
get some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, no, I was thinking the amount of people in the congregation was so spotty. It was, like, two people per row, yeah. and they were all spaced out all funky.
Somebody in, like, a Puma jumpsuit.
And there were no couples. Like, you know how it's a lot of couples at church together?
$275, we need you to come listen
100%.
That's generous.
100%. Central casting booked that
yeah.
movie.
They were like, Kevin,
what's
talk
that?
About anger, talk about forgiveness.
Sunglasses.
Talk about the South.
What's that one audience?
Sunglasses.
What's that one audience filling company? I get emails from them. I don't know how they got my email, but I get emails from them.
Oh.
What
I don't
are you
know
two
it,
mouthing back and forth
no, it's
over
a,
here?
So it's so deep. Yeah,
it's something I can even hint on the on the
it's
air.
So long. I don't know. I know you're talking about, like, they always need audiences. Yes, I don't know what it is.
Anywho, ski. Stassi goes to Lake Arrowhead to take care of her mom post hysterectomy. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oof, her poor mom. I hope her mom's feeling a lot better now.
Us too.
Katie also arrives, and. Our old wise man, Nikolai, is back.
Wonderful.
This kid, I mean, can we not get him on the show more? I love him so much.
He's the next Oprah.
He's wonderful.
He's going to change the world.
I agree.
Unless he's like the next generation of Vanderpump Rules cast.
He is the next Oprah. Don't you think it's so ironic that he was born to, like, Stassi and her mom? Like, Stassi and her mom, to me, seem like sisters. Like, they love acting the same, dressing the same, looking the same. Like, her mom's like, I'm the cool mom kind of a character. Like, she just,
like regular mom, the cool mom.
Right. Like, loves to be, like, young with, loves to be young with the girls.
Yeah.
And, like, if you guys want any alcohol, just let me know. I'd rather you do it here.
Yeah.
So,
happy hours from 4 to 6.
Nikolai is somehow a product of everything going on while he's growing up. Like, mm-hmm. this wise old man. And I don't know if it's, like, you know... he was like an old spirit born to the family to help them out, or if he's just like became wise
taking that
as a
himself.
Product of, yeah, as a product of like, I gotta raise myself here. I don't know.
The first comments in the chat room today yeah. were all about how wonderful Stassi's brother is. Like,
he's
everyone
amazing.
Loves him. He's wonderful.
I understand where it comes from when you introduce, my sister's older than me and she had a boyfriend that I loved. And then when they broke up, I was devastated. I was younger and I was so sad because I was like, I didn't understand like why they couldn't just get back together. And I understand his role in it too. And I do feel like this is Stassi's story this year because mm-hmm. I think you guys listen to the podcast and she's very open about what happened with her and Patrick and she's talked about it. And I know that it's just like when you don't make a clean cut, it's so hard to keep
yeah.
explaining it. So to have Nikolai, to hear that, it was like, oh yeah, I can relate.
I can relate
bit.
To that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You miss, like, it's when you left the family, or like, you meet the friends, the couple's family, and you're like, I don't want to break up with them too.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's the hardest
Absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I so. Carrie Bradshaw and Justin.
I was
Bieber.
Just going to say it.
I was going to say, but I don't know if anybody was a sex. I know you.
Yeah.
Sex in the City.
Hello.
Yeah. Such a
Miranda.
I'm a Carrie.
Charlotte.
I'm a Miranda. Aww.
When we... Charlotte, Miranda, and Carrie.
Does that make you Samantha?
When you we leave awesome. This... When we leave... Oh, God, no. How dare you?
That was Samantha.
That was so Samantha.
You.
How dare you?
When we leave this scene...
I'm switching shows, sorry.
You
but,
beast, yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, it was such a breathy how dare you.
It was so good. It was a soap
best,
moment.
Best scene in reality TV.
I was like, rewind.
This is
rewind.
Yeah, it's on my phone. People should go on YouTube and watch that Eileen Davidson beast. And it's so, I don't even watch The Housewives, but my roommate showed it to me and we quote it very often.
Oh, yes.
It's good.
Oh, yes.
So good.
Oh, God. Coming back around to Lake Arrowhead, yeah. We leave the scene with Nikolai saying, "Life's tough, man, especially in her 20s.
The cutest.
I love you."
Yeah. I love that he got up and put his arm around her shoulder.
So sweet. Yeah. Like, no one does that anymore. People don't often just, like, go hug someone and say, "I love you." Like, how sweet. Ugh. Love it.
But when you see someone hurting...
Love you.
When you see someone hurting, I mean, and obviously they're siblings, but it was a beautiful scene.
It was. I like them.
It was so sweet.
Me too.
Good.
Coming around to two guys that act like brothers. Speaking of siblings, Sandoval and James get together real quick to yet again talk about the other night and the chance that maybe James has not been faithful. And James starts out this scene by saying, "I'm not going to say it's easy to be a sober DJ in LA because it's not."
Yeah. And he responded to that. Yeah.
I just love listening to him talk about DJing so much.
The fact that he thinks he can get away with pretending this didn't happen, like James sleeping with Ellie and Gigi and him trying to lie is like the OJ case of this season. Like, sorry, it's the truth. Like,
oh my God.
Guilty.
Sandoval's like, bruv, we know you did. Like, we know you did this.
From experience, just admit it.
Yeah. Your life will be so much easier if you just admit it.
I wonder if he said something like that, but it was cut out.
Well,
I've got to tell you that Sandoval is just like the voice
of reason
this year.
Level-headed.
Yeah, he's just talented. Like, he's just calling the shots. Like, just
now,
be
after
done.
All of season four of he and Ariana being accused of being on their own island, it seems like everyone's accepted them being a neutral middle party. And I really enjoy how they seem like the only wise, non-crazy.
They're yeah, bringing the baseline of what's expect like normal.
Somebody give me a baseline.
Oh my goodness. Sheena and Pandora stop by Lisa's to grab some free sangria.
Did you guys love or hate Pandora's outfit?
The long flowery dress when she still
with
had
the long
hat on.
Sleeves and the hat, yeah.
I loved it. I'm shopping for a maxi long sleeve. Look, I need something like that in my life.
Let's go maxi long sleeve dress shopping.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
Okay. Let's do it.
I actually loved it, too. I was like, I love it.
Resident fashion expert, Matthew.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, I loved it, whereas I thought Sheena's outfit was a little aggressive for midday.
The boot.
With the boots, yeah. That was a high boot.
The dress was...
thigh-high boots.
That hemline was real high, and those boots were aggressive.
She's probably afraid like an animal's gonna attack her at Lisa's house. Like, I need some extra height.
A swan's gonna peck her kneecap.
Like a crocodile's gonna come from the moat and try to take her foot off. She's like, gotta wear my knee highs. I have something to say. The way that here it comes, people.
It's good. It's sick of them.
It's sick.
It is sick moment of the week.
It's sick how this show treats Pandora versus Max. They give Pandora a house.
Oh,
sangria. Max is a busser.
He gets a house and
no,
sangria.
But Pandora does still work for the company. She was working at the restaurant, literally like hosting and stuff. And then now she may still moonlight here and there. She travels full time trying to push that sangria on different places around the country.
Yeah, I know she managed when people were out of town. I know that she did that. But it's just, I mean, they give her this flourish of a house. And Max is like, get out of the way. We're trying to shoot a scene with James.
Yeah, they were like, let's buy him a used Jeep.
Well, no, because they're buying him an apartment now. Did that happen on this show or Beverly Hills?
I don't watch Beverly Hills, and I don't remember that.
Okay, so maybe it happened at the very beginning of Beverly Hills this season. They're buying Max his own condo or apartment.
I'm just saying the treatment of
that either. I just remember the Jeep. Okay. 2011 Jeep
and
Wrangler.
And what show was the Jeep? Was that Vanderpump
Rules?
Or was
Hills,
that Beverly Hills?
I think.
Okay.
They give Max zero on this show, unless he's like a support for James.
That scene a couple weeks ago with Max and James, where James was filling him on the party that he missed.
Yeah.
I got a very distinct vibe from Max that he did not want to be there.
Yes, me too. And I feel like he doesn't want much to do with the show. Kind of like, I've come across messy and sloppy in the past. I don't want to keep being a part of the show.
Right, because he was more heavily featured last season, which was Lala's first season, right?
And was it 2 seasons ago he had, like, the mishap where he was, like, knocked out his teeth?
Last season, wasn't it?
Maybe. I'm going to choose to hope that Max is choosing not to be on the show. And Pandora, you know, like, maybe he just doesn't want to be on it. So, okay, I'll go with that. I'll buy that. It's not a sick. It's not a sick.
False alarm.
I take back my sick.
The sick moment of the week. What I got out of this scene was Sheena saying that Katie's being such a bee. And Lisa saying, it's Stassi's fault. She's like, you know what? It's whenever Stassi comes back into the mix, that's why.
She always sticks by that.
The shade. Okay, so the groomsmen get together to talk about how they're going to dress in drag in New Orleans during the bachelor party. I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's going to make for great TV because I know we saw them
back-kicking a door
in the bachelor party or in the trailer. I don't really get it.
I mean,
here's what we got out of this scene. The amazing, like, homoerotic, like, mashup.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Oh, Jax's montage?
Yes, well, Jax is like,
such a pretty woman montage moment. Like, I wanted them to close a thing and be like, I only wear GBG, whatever Jack said. It was fun. I like the guys. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Whatever they're doing.
Schwartz tells Ariana she might want to apologize to Stassi to smooth all this stuff over because he's got to be Team Katie for at least the next month. Hopefully for the rest of his life.
I felt like that was so Freudian, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen a million of his, like, I'm being dragged to the altar.
And hopefully for the rest of our lives.
But Ariana says, hey, apology ain't gonna happen.
And she says it because it's not coming from a true place.
Right. I mean, what perfect sense. She's like, I'm not gonna apologize because it won't be genuine.
It's gonna be fake. Yeah.
I'm with Ariana.
I love her delivery. It's great.
Yeah.
Michelle D confirms the teeth incident was last season.
Okay.
With Max.
Yeah.
Max. I think Max has had enough of feeling like the punching bag.
Well, yeah.
Over it. Moving on.
Thanks, Michelle.
So the gals all get together at Pandora's the next day for luncheon. It does not go well. So at first, things are fine. Sheena attempts to smooth over the Stassi-Ariana issue, and they settle it. Like, things are good. Stassi even says, I don't want her to apologize if it's not going to be genuine. And Ariana says, I'll try to have a more open mind. Then things go awry when Katie won't shut her yapper when they sit down to eat. Do you guys think it was alcohol-fueled in any way? Like, she had had a lot of, like, rosé or sangria before that all went down?
What do you guys think?
It didn't seem alcohol-fueled to me.
Okay.
Because normally they don't hold, like, if it was alcohol-fueled, I think they were holding it together for them, like, by their track record.
Yeah. I just, like, just Katie in particular, I thought, maybe had she been drinking, and, like, that's why she wouldn't let it go. It's, like, enough already, because they really did smooth it over already.
I think Katie wanted to put a point on it. Like,
I'm tying the bride.
Yeah, I'm tying this up, and you guys are solving it because of me.
But it was, like, she literally 4 times was, like, so you need to apologize.
Yeah.
In so many words.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of like beating a dead horse already. Like, they had already kind of squashed it to the best that they were, like, that was the resolution that they agreed upon.
Right.
Stassi was okay with it. Ariana was fine with it. And then for Katie to insert that opinion of, this is what it's going to be, like, this is what I think you guys should do, that's not for everyone. Like, you know, if that's what you would do in that situation, great. But that's not what these two people who are adults agreed upon.
Right.
And again, it's always her and that group putting themselves into a two-person situation. They don't need to be there. Let them figure it out.
Yeah. How did this get turned on to Sheena?
That's what I was going to say. Does anyone remember how Sheena spun into this argument?
There was a comment made about fake, and that's what set Sheena off.
So, Sheena started apologizing to Katie.
She was...
Katie said because you know, I'm affected by this. This is, you know, I'm the bride and
it's my day.
I'm not really like this, but I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And so here are some things that have bothered me. And she was addressing Sheena. And Sheena was like, I take my part in it.
Okay. So this kind of already relates back to in the first scene where she was like, Ariana and Sheena need to, like, whip it together and get in line with me and what I say before this bachelorette party.
Yeah. But I think Sheena was genuinely apologizing. And, you know, she brought up one of her issues, which was, like, the Tequila Katie mm-hmm. and how she says a lot of hurtful things and how... And she was genuinely addressing it because a lot of them talk about it. And then it's almost like Katie just can't listen to that or the last thing being about her, so she has to say, well, a lot of people think you're fake.
Yes.
How is that relevant?
Almost are you a child?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not what we're talking about. That's not what Sheena brought up. Well, you're fake.
So...
I'm rubber, you're glue. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So Sheena storms away, which I would have too. if I were Ariana, I would have stormed away. I would have been like, you literally just said four sentences in a row telling me to apologize to Stassi. And we already worked it out, and I'm leaving. Bye.
That is the difference, though, with Ariana. She's sitting there, and you could see her, like, in the footage just being like, keep talking. Like, I think in her head, she's like, we already did this. We already settled it. Like, I am not going to give you the satisfaction.
Right. How about the Kristen head bobbing when Katie's like, I mean, it's like not in my nature to make everything about me, but like, I'm going to make everything about me. And Kristen's like, oh, yes, all you.
Mm-hmm. I bet somebody was like, do you want more sangria? And it was like, Kristen, like that. And they're like, let's put that in right here.
100%. Because I haven't seen her smile in episodes.
JJ King in her chat room said, I think sometimes they take out their anger at Ari. They take out their anger toward Ariana at Sheena because they can hurt her.
Yeah.
True. That is a good point.
Because they can get a reaction out of her.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get one from Ariana no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm. And Katie's bringing up, this is the second time I can remember in recent memory that Katie's saying, ever since Ariana and Sheena are friends again. Is she bothered by that, like, a lot? Why?
I don't know.
The only thing I can think of is that because Kristen doesn't really like Ariana.
Right.
But it's just like, Ariana's been fine to you and Schwartz, like Katie and Schwartz. So it's just a weird... I mean, she's brought it up twice that Sheena and Ariana are close again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It's just an observation.
Well, Katie, that's the pot calling the kettle black, because Sheena could say the same thing about you being friends again with Stassi. It's like everything changed and went downhill after Stassi came back in the picture.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Okay. It seemed like they made up way too easy. Well, first of all, Katie, before they got face-to-face, I believe she said it, if you cross me, I will F you up. I mean, that doesn't sound like a sober Katie to me, honestly. Or else it's like the bridezilla rage is like so at a pinnacle at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I just was shocked to hear her say that, honestly. Like, that's probably one of the nastiest things I've heard her say so far. And then the making up was like 1 second. Like, Sheena, stop giving them so much control over you.
Yeah. And she said, too, she's like, I can never win with them. And I thought to myself, I'm
so
like, we've known that since the pilot episode. Like, you're never going to win. You know, they can always bring it back to you whenever they want to. And you'll want to be their friend. So it'll be some fair weather apology and you'll slide right back in there.
Sheena and Ariana discuss both of these things more in depth if you tune into the Tomorrow Show, which you can find on my Twitter page at Matthew E. Payne.
Yeah. So do you have any, like, inside great awesome stuff that happened, stuff you want to tease us with?
I don't want to talk too much about it. I'd rather the viewers tune in.
Because it's like a two-hour show every
Well, it wasn't
time.
Quite that long.
Okay.
It was like an hour and 15 hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
It was a good amount of time.
A really long time.
They talked a lot of show stuff, a lot of stuff that we don't see, a lot of stuff about the relationship. There's a lot of hinting, which is very informative and very interesting.
Amazing.
Stuff that we wouldn't necessarily think.
Right. Yeah.
We should say that Sheena filled in for Kevin Undergaro, who's the major producer, and she was lead host. She brought in Ariana, and you were the special Vanderpump guest.
Yes.
So
that way
everyone,
people understand the context.
Check it out.
Yeah, it was
think
very
of it
informative.
As amazing, insightful bonus content to this show.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a...
I know, I'm going to catch it.
Like a bonus clip.
Like an hour and 20-minute bonus clip.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of it was just kind of sitting back and watching them chat.
Do they watch our after show, do you know?
I know that a lot of cast members watch our after show.
Oh.
Yes. So,
hi
everyone.
Hi.
Yeah, I think it's great to know that they're actually watching. And thank you very much, because the more that you watch, the more support we receive. So thank you.
Yay. Awesome. What else happened? All right. The boys go into the closet, into Lisa's closet to find drag clothes for being in New Orleans. I don't know. Somebody else talk. I'm talking too much.
You're leading us. You're good. You're helping.
Mrs. Jacqueline Taylor, what did you think of her look?
Between Pandora's house and Lisa's closet, it's hashtag dreams AF.
Oh, dear.
Well, Pandora.
Dreams AF, goals
so
AF.
So do we think Pandora's.
And by the way, I'm only AFing because I think it's a little much with the AFing that's going on the show.
Oh, I can't stop saying that in my real personal life. AF all the time. My friend came to visit me from the East Coast for the weekend. Well, she came from like Wednesday to yesterday. And I must have said AF a million times. And she just would stare at me like, I think you're a little old for that, was the look I was getting. But
I don't say it.
So do you guys think that Lisa...
Let the record show Jay does not say AF. He won't do it. It's sick.
Because it's sick. Do you guys think that Lisa decorated Pandora's house for her when she gifted it to her? Like, Pandora didn't even have a chance to decorate it for herself?
It was probably a stipulation.
I was going to say, it looks just like a miniature of Lisa's house. Like,
but beautiful, though. Like, I would take it like that if it were given to me.
And I'm sure that is Pandora's decorating style.
Right,
like,
because
I'm sure.
Even when they did the throwback to Pandora's wedding invitation a couple weeks ago, in comparison to Katie's, it was very Lisa.
I think Lisa's hand is in a lot of shady what's happening.
So it looks like they get some goods to wear down south. Katie and Tom go out to eat. Things are going downhill. So Tom's already rocking his wedding ring pre-wedding because he's so excited about it and likes wearing it so much, which seems great. But Katie does seem a little drunk to me at this point. So I think whatever she drank earlier in the day at Pandora's is still going on. Why is that? Why are you laughing?
In the system. I said in the system. I think you're right.
But I don't know why he's like...
No, yeah. I was just giving him the nod like I was about to say that. Yeah.
The Kristen nod.
I feel like wearing the ring prior to the wedding is a bad omen.
Right, you know, like the guy's like not supposed to see you in the dress, one of those things.
Well, and I feel like sometimes when girls try on rings, they don't necessarily try it on their ring finger. They try it on the other hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Superstish.
I wear my wedding ring all the time.
Me too. Oh.
Same. Thanks, Chippa.
Here all night.
I don't know. What do you guys make of this scene? It just went downhill real fast. The same old fight. You don't support me. And says she doesn't like the person we're in discussion about. And so he doesn't support her.
For the past 6 years, it's been X, Y, and Z. But in that case, if it's been that way for the past 6 years, and we've all seen it for the past 6 years, or for most of it anyway, they're just awfully unhappy, it seems, on the show.
Yeah. Well, it was weird to me for immediately he went to, are you drunk? And that's like her number one trigger.
Trigger, yeah.
I mean, it just is like we've watched the same fight over and over and over.
She walked... Go ahead, Jesse.
No, you can go. I'm formulating.
Okay, she walked out and this was Tom not chasing her. So I think this time he really believed in his own words. Like, I'm saying what I want to say. Last time I think he was like, oh, that might have been a step too far when he called her... A bee.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder if at the beginning of next week's episode we're going to see them...
The fallout?
Them do the recap of the fight and him saying, sorry, Bubba.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sorry, Bubba.
That's a good...
So dreamy.
That's a really
even
good...
Even just talking about Tom Schwartz. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we'll get an apology from him. I think that's what has made it work so far is that they... It's like he said in a few episodes back that they can have a fight 1 minute and then six hours later they're able to just get rid of it.
I think every single time that we have been on this show together, you and I, Jay, every time Tom Schwartz comes into that first scene of the episode, we're like, we love Tom Schwartz. Yeah. And we always acknowledge
how much words
fly out of my eyes.
I wouldn't kick him out of
You're that heart eye emoji.
Yeah.
Jesse, have you formulated your thought?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Yes. No, I was going to say, I am being transported back to a time when Sandoval and Kristen were together. Granted, Schwartz didn't cheat on Katie, but remember when they were just really in a bad place and everyone kept saying, especially the girls, they're like, you just need to break up, like you're unhappy. Yeah. I know they're engaged, but no one's bringing that up to them, and it seems like they keep having this fight, so.
Yeah.
Where's the peanut
Probably
gallery
because
now?
Because they're engaged and they're so excited to be a bridesmaid.
I think when they're good, they're good, and when they're bad, it's ugh, scary. Yeah.
Zico Gordon in our chat room said, I think Tom knows he is right a lot of the time, but he is just not that confrontational of a guy, and he loves Katie, but I think she loves the idea of him and her getting married more than anything else.
Agreed. I feel like that happens a lot. Like, girls just are so in love with, like, oh, I finally am getting someone to marry me. Like, the search is over. I'm so excited for the wedding. I get to be the bride. It's my day. It's my moment. It's my dress.
That
it's a lot of that.
Forgo,
yeah.
Like,
and it's like, I think
stuff.
So many people fight so much because the wedding is so much money pressure and so much going on. You, like, forget about the relationship and you fight all about wedding stuff.
Yeah.
From my experience being in a lot of weddings, I've been a bridesmaid more time than I like to admit.
Always a bridesmaid.
Which I say every week. Let's do a really, really quick prediction on what might happen next week.
I don't think Carter's going to be happy about dressing up like a woman.
Just
that
based
face. On that face. That's all.
Okay.
I'm the worst when it comes to weekly predictions. I don't know. I just like to stay tuned and find out.
Okay.
Cool.
I mean, Bachelor, Bachelorette, a lot of wild debauchery.
I think we're going to see Tom and Katie still fight a little bit at the pool party because I think she's going to be drunk and not having it.
Katie.
And I'm very interested about this Stassi crying to Jax, telling him he was horrible and wanting him to apologize, and him, like, crying back all in front of Brittany.
Yeah.
How many times do they need to, like, make up and apologize to each other, Stassi and Jax? That's a lot.
One more time.
One more time, apparently. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Can't wait to see you next week. Where can we keep the conversation going with all of you online?
Jay Ellis here on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter @still_jealous.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram @MatthewEPayne.
You guys can find me everywhere @JesseJDangelo.
And you guys can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all @MeganStecker. Check out my Twitter account for a link to behind the scenes, a Super Bowl commercial with Martha and Snoop. I was there on set.
Fun.
I got to interview them. Good Morning America. Use the interview footage this morning. It's very exciting.
Cool.
So
very exciting.
Head to my Twitter to check that out. And we'll see you guys next Monday. Can't wait. Bye.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.